are the multi-ethnic
Hey there. Good evening and welcome to Multi-Ethnic Hall of Fame. We are coming to you live tonight at Scott's Restaurant here in beautiful Jack, London. For a special introduction of the women. 1968 to 1962.
Yes.
So, with all the applause you hear in the background, it is coming to you live. As we come on the air tonight, we are with heavy hearts. And we want to send out our prayers and thoughts to everyone in Sonoma, Napa, and anywhere where these fires are raging here in Northern Cal and also down in Southern California. I'm going to bring my co-host. I'll see if he's around right now. I think he is still making his way. We have a packed house here tonight with 230 people attending this special event. So throughout the night, we will be bringing you live these honorees as they come off the stage. All right, so... welcome to the turntable on the National and International Roundtable, which is presented by the Multi-Ethnic Sports Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame was created in 2000 by Arif Khatib to bring to light the impact of African Americans made in professional sports and society. We've presented induction ceremonies in New York, Seattle, Puerto Rico, Los Angeles, Ethiopia, Nairobi, Kenya, Virgin Islands, Houston, Atlantic City, Philadelphia, Oakland Bay Area, Las Vegas, Palm Springs, and Halifax, Nova Scotia. This platform was created to inform, inspire, and educate. I hope to reach out to more people, young and old, across the globe, and just like the Hall of Fame, we do not care the color of one's skin, religion, or sexual orientation. If this show can inspire a young person to believe in themselves and make their passion their job, or help an elder find care or a community so they will not be alone, or just educate people who are learning on our show about an organization or a cause that they are passionate about, then we're doing our jobs and continuing the mission that Arif started. So with that, I'm pretty sure my co-host Jesse Brooks is ready and able. Jesse, you with us tonight?
Yes, I'm here. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, wonderful, man. This is such a thrill. This is our first live session, our live broadcast, man.
I know. Everybody's looking beautiful. Wow.
I know.
I know John Burris is here.
Yes, yes, they were able to grab some of the basketball from the club. I don't know if know anything about the Lions. So I think we should kind of keep them. I don't think any listeners know any history about McClymonds, and we just got so much history here in Oakland that McClymonds High School is a public school here in the West Oakland neighborhood of Oakland, California. It is the third oldest high school here in Oakland. And it started in 1915. Started in a small building that's formerly occupied by Oakland Technical. The school was named after J.W. McClymon, who at one time was superintendent of the Oakland Unified School District. But the history of McClymon dates back to several notable events. Malcolm X gave a speech at McClymon that was sponsored by the African American Association, and a young Muhammad Ali spoke at the function. For sports, McClymonds has always excelled in sports. Not only with the varsity football, but their basketball, which we're here celebrating tonight, was champions for 5 years. And I think I heard one of the gentlemen say they had consecutive 150 wins, which I think is the most. I think it went on for three straight years because they were state champions for five. So we have oh, okay. That's right. So, I know you're in Oakland, but what can you tell us about this history?
Well, I'm a
I can't hear you.
Hello. So yeah, growing up in Oakland, going to Oakland Tech, we knew that when we played MAC that we were going to have a really competitive game, and that they were called the MAC Attack. And McClymonds High School, what I know and what I studied was about their athletic power in the 1950s and the 1960s were not just for boys basketball team, but just for the national sports period. MAC was number one from 1957 to 1958 and 1959, and the 1959 and 1960 season. And they accomplished tailed everyone else in those days. They actually were the original Golden State.
That's right.
And it was loaded with talent. And I'm hoping to see Joe Ellis today. Tonight.
Joe Ellis
is here.
Yes. Joe Ellis is here.
How about Paul Silas?
No, Paul Silas couldn't make it.
Okay.
But we have Joe Johnson here, James Elliott here. It is just Richard Lewis. White is here. Brown, not the singer. Wendell Hayes, Charles Atkins, I mean, Edward Thomas, who the highest score from the climate are the greatest highest score at the climate high school was that.
Wow, I can't wait to meet him.
So we gonna have a fun filled night.
I know, and it's going to be amazing. Just so many accolades from the Klein. Between 1958 and 1960, they have won 65 consecutive games, which is a Northern, which then was a Northern California mark, and just mythical champions.
And I know it's just. I'm telling you, when I was standing out a little while ago, Sean Livingston was out at Jack London taking some pictures. And there was a group of the young men and women from McClymonds who were here as a guest were standing behind me. And I told them, I pointed to Sean and said, that's present. What you're about to learn at Scott is your past that cannot be forgotten. So they are here with wide eyes and just so grateful to be partaken in this. Our EMC is up there speaking right now. Virgil Murrell, who played for Oakland High. Again, here is the MAC squad. And Virgil has a wonderful story that I hope he'll share when he gets over doing his MC duties for us tonight. But
can we get him over
on
here?
Yeah, well, when he's done off the stage, hopefully, he'll come over and spend a minute with us. Virgil was the one who approached Arif for having this event because he did his homework and realized that the McClyman basketball team never got their kid. So, you know, it's one of the reasons why we started the Hall of Fame, and that was to bring light. So it was very fitting for the Hall of Fame to work in conjunction with Berkeley and the McClymonds.
Well, so actually, McClymonds have a big history. That do you know where they're located? The location of McClymonds right now is at 26th and Myrtle in West Dallas. And they've been there since 1938.
Wow. Yeah, that is also, I mean, Oakland has so much history that.
Yeah.
You know, no one gets a chance to see, and it's rich in history, you know, not only in sports, but politics and just events. I'm going to see if I can start grabbing some folks here to come over and talk to us.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So, and so many professional players come out of McClymonds. We have so many that went on to pro basketball.
Mm-hmm.
We have led, in 1962, the team was led by James Tolliver and Joe Ellis, State Player of the Year, who went and they both went on to become the 13th. Well, Joe Ellis became the 13th player chosen in the 1966 NBA draft by the San Francisco Warriors in their second round. Silas Ellis and Hadnut became outstanding NBA players as well. So
Paul
a lot of,
Silas, no. Paul Silas will play for the Boston Celtics. Which I was hoping he would make it, but his wife said that he could not make it. So he's here
okay.
in spirit, though.
Right. So we have Joe Ellis here. We'll get him.
The reverse is going around right now and just picking out people who are here.
And we're coming from you live from the beautiful Scott's restaurant.
One of the many things that all of these gentlemen have is they all have done not only terrific things on the court, but they've done amazing things in their community. And it is just I would say probably maybe 75 years of solid history in this room tonight. Lynette Macalini is being introduced right now. She is the city council person who is always one of our major supporters. Yeah, when he's done, I think he's on stage all right. I'm sorry, what'd you say about the hood, Jesse? Who was here in the hood?
I was saying that Joe Ellis grew up in West Oakland and he developed his basketball skills in the Infirmary Park where a lot of young men play still.
Right. I know they've done because you know Bill Russell was also a former McFinals. So, never before and never again, I guess is one of their many sayings.
Wow. We got Congresswoman Robert Lee's office giving my climate props right now.
Yes. Oh, yes. Thank you, Senator Lee. You've always been just an awesome supporter for the hall and everything that Oakland does.
So this place is just filled with local politicians, leaders, movers and shakers of Oakland to really celebrate McClyman High School, who is still doing amazing things in basketball and sports.
Sometimes when one of the thank you, Barbara. Let's see if we can highlight some of these individual players while Joe Franklin Ellis graduated from University of San Francisco and ended up being named Northern California Player of the Year. And he was one of four juniors that was chosen to represent the United States in the World Games back in 1965. And he was selected by the San Francisco Warriors in the second round, 13th pick overall, in the 1966 NBA draft. Joe Ellis stands 6'6" and at that time weighed 175 pounds. Forward held double-figure scoring averages in three consecutive seasons, with his most productive season being 6 years, 1969 to 1970, where he averaged 15.8 points per game and totaled over 1,200 points. Joe Ellis is a member of the University of San Francisco Hall of Fame, and in 2006 was named one of the 50 legends of the Hilltop. He was also inducted into the Multi-Ethnic Sports Hall of Fame years ago. So he is the proud parent of three children and resides still in the Bay Area and operates Joe Ellis organization, which is a basketball skills development. So even though the guys are no longer playing, they are still giving so much to the community.
They are, and that's one of a great inductee tonight. We also have another inductee, James Elliott, who was born he was born in Guthrie, and his family moved to Oakland in 1934. He grew up also in West Oakland and began his early childhood education at Prescott Elementary School. His junior high education was achieved at Lowell Junior High here in Oakland. He also entered McClymonds as a sophomore in 1960, where he ran track in his junior and senior year. He was also a member of the 1962 undefeated and Tournament of Champions basketball team. After graduation from McClymonds, James became a longshoreman in 1963. He retired after 45 years of service. He's now enjoying bowling every week. He's a sports enthusiast, watching baseball, football, and basketball, and is proud to be a McClymonds High School of Champions graduate. and he's going to be inducted tonight.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
This is exciting.
It is. Let's see, who else should we?
Well, we got Carl Petty. Is he here? Carl Petty?
I think so. I didn't see him earlier, but.
Okay. Because he also came to Oakland when he was two, raised in West Oakland, went to Longfellow Elementary School, which is my elementary school, and Hoover Junior High School. And he graduated in 1966, and prior to graduation, Paul suggested that we enroll at Oakland City College. He said he could join the former championship teammate, Charles McKinney, Howard Foster, and Wendell Hayes, who had graduated the previous year and were already there. He said he could be the starring 5 foot and continue where he left off. So he enrolled in City College, and he took off as starting five. He also joined the Army, and upon discharge from the Army, resided back in Berkeley. So we have a lot of inductees tonight. We have Kenneth Scott, Ed Thomas, Glenn Beeman. And Glenn Beeman graduated from Climate High School in 1962.
Game here, and they were mentioning players that were from the OAL, the Oakland Athletic League, and I was completely omitted. And I said, well, what about me? I'm going all these different, you know, I'm saying it to myself, I'm going all these different scholarships, and I'm not even mentioned, not anywhere for years. And I can say almost 50 years, I just been kind of deleted. In computer terms, I was delete. But you know what? It never affected me. always thought positive, like I was saying earlier. And I said, well, if I die and I'm not recognized, it's no big deal. But now that I'm being recognized, I'm very happy and I'm very gracious.
And well deserved. What do you think about McClymonth today and the students that you are motivating because of who you are and what you've done?
To be truthful, I haven't had the opportunity to go down to McClymonth and talk to the kids. I used to, but I live in Newark, and the traffic is so bad, it makes it kind of difficult. That I shouldn't bring this up. I had a number of operations that kind of held me back. But,
it's okay. You still here looking good, yeah, man.
But I would like to leave a message with the young men, the young ladies of West Oakland and McClymonth High School. Never give up. Think positive. You can accomplish whatever you set your mind out to accomplish if you believe in yourself.
Awesome. Thank you for joining us live.
Thank you very much.
And I wish y'all could see this man. He is so sharp with his suit coat, gray charcoal striped suit coat, face and tie, and just amazing. You look like a legend.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
No problem. Our pleasure.
Thank you.
This is just awesome.
This is amazing. So we're going to be trying to pull people over to interview all night as the festivities continue. And so there's so many inductees, and it's really nice to meet inductees, like he said, that, you know, no one recognized him after all these years. And for Arif and for our show to finally give him recognition makes him feel satisfied, makes him feel proud. You should have saw the smile on his face and all the work that he did and the positive through everything that I'm sure in those times in Oakland, and we're talking about in the 60s where there was racial tension, and here he is surviving and amazing and such a shining star for the youth today, and what a message. So we're going to get more people over here. We're about to speak to some young people that are from McClymonth right now and to see how they feel about being here tonight. See how they feel about being here tonight and how this might motivate them. You guys play basketball. That's what we're going to talk to you about. Well, do you watch it? Come on.
My name is Albert Mitchell. McClymonth High School. This actually means a lot because I get to see the people that set the mark for us, the incoming alumni, and it's interesting that we can see them actually create a legacy and basically follow in their footsteps, actually honor their achievements. So it kind of means a lot to us.
So are you a sophomore?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior?
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you planning for your school after career?
Like, can you repeat the question?
So what's your goal? What's your
My goal is to just use them as inspiration, because if they give me any, like, technique or anything.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
If they give me any technique or anything that I want to know or to help me, I just use that to get better in the game.
Good. And so does this make you feel proud to know that these men were champions back
in the
60s?
Yes, because from before I attended McClymonth, all I hear is negative things. But now that I see this, I see that there's a lot of people that actually did good things that came out of McClymonth.
Awesome. How's your team doing this year?
I'm just starting. You know, we got new people coming in, so it's not really stable right now. But I feel that we got it this year.
Awesome. Thank you, young man. Good luck.
All right.
Your scholastic career.
All right, thank you.
Do you play sports?
Yeah.
What do you play?
Football.
You play football, that's good?
Yeah.
So how are you guys doing?
And we are now 5-0.
Let's hold on, let her. She got a. She lied.
Let's go ahead and have to hang you up at the stage real quick. And so we're going to get her over here and talk to her, too.
Okay.
So you said, what's the football team doing?
Right now, we're 5-0.
You're 5-0?
Yes. We plan to continue this undefeated record and to have fun this season and to make it back to state second time.
Well, we wish you all the luck, and we're going to be there for you and rooting you on.
All right. Thank you for the support. I hope so.
Yeah, Mickey said maybe one day he'll be an inductee, and he said he hopes so, but we're going to claim it for you. So we'll be interviewing you one day.
All right. All right.
Thank you, young man.
You want to get up on the stage?
So right now, Lynette McElhaney, council member Lynette McElhaney, is on the stage with the young people of McClimates today because they just became championship team this year. And so they're carrying on the tradition of the Mac Attack. So,
this show is educating and showing our young brothers and sisters what they can accomplish, even coming from McClimates High School. Here comes our one and only Lynette Gibson McElhaney, who's coming over to speak with us. All right, and so,
exactly.
And
Can you imagine in the 60s what the challenges they were going through? We're talking about civil rights and Black Panthers originating here in Oakland. So the challenges they must have faced. And to talk to Ed Thomas earlier and to see, he said exactly what you said, that he felt he was forgotten.
High school. I'm a 12th grader.
You're a 12th grader,
yes,
so
sir.
A senior.
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's been a while since I've been in the gym. I have to double check. Are you on the basketball team?
Yes, sir. Just transferred there from American Canyon to Vallejo.
Okay, well, welcome to Oakland.
Thank you.
And so how do you like Oakland, first of all?
It's a new environment, but I'm changing. I'm getting used to it very fast. You know, people out here are very friendly, and Mac is like a small family. So
yeah.
They took me in and looked out for me.
So being here tonight, you know about the history, the championships, and not being ducky. So what's your position on the team right now?
Right now I play the point guard and shooting guard, and my coach is talking that I'm a leader, so, you know, that's kind of, I have to look into that and kind of approach the game a different way and kind of lead instead of just kind of being behind everybody. I have to, I guess you'll say, change the mindset. So that's what I'm working on that myself.
And I can actually see the leader in you.
Thank you, to be
honest. So that's a good one. So what do you think about the history of McClymont and coming to a school that's a school of champions? Is that pressure for you?
I don't see it as pressure. I just see it as I'm standing on a lot of shoulders of the great.
Right.
And I mean, they set the path, and now I just have to follow it and just try to follow their footsteps.
Good for you. What major are you going towards?
I want to major in business.
Okay.
But I plan to go pro after my first year of college. So.
Well, we wish you all the luck.
Thank you.
And again, thank you for coming, sharing your knowledge with us, and good luck on being a leader.
Thank you.
All right, young man. Thank you. You can look at it. I'll give you all the stuff in a minute. So, yeah, we're here with young people, old people, McClymont High, filling the crowd, filling the being a part of a family. It's what I keep hearing, that McClymont High is a family.
Yeah, these young students talk about the history, you know, and carrying on the tradition.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you can just see just the excitement. They look like a kid in a candy
and
store.
And I see pride.
Yep.
I see pride on everybody. To be able to be here, to be able to celebrate McClymont.
Yep, exactly. You know, I mean,
hold on a minute.
So, as we are coming to you live from Scott's Restaurant here in beautiful Oakland, California. We are here with the special ceremony inducting McClymont's entire basketball team from 1958 to 1962. That won 110 games. Out of 111. So this is just amazing night of history.
To my name is Carl Kyle from the Oakland Post, the editor.
Yeah, Mr. Kyle. Yeah, you're right about that.
So the program is still going on. We got people up at the podium talking
about the history, the pride of McClymont. It's really beautiful to see the inductees, the McClymont get their accolades that so well deserved, that they felt like they would never get.
I know. Can you imagine? Just
a major accomplishment and just not being recognized, but not letting it get you down.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know,
well,
I mean, that's perseverance.
As Councilwoman McElhaney said, that's the generation they come from. They come from that generation of hard workers and hope.
Yeah, she was right on target with that statement. You know, just the pride on everyone's faces to be here. And now it looks like we have the publisher of the Oakland Post, Mr. Paul Cobb, that is going to speak with us for a minute. Welcome, Mr. Cobb.
I'm ready.
So we're live on the radio, sir. So introduce yourself.
My name is Paul Cobb, and I'm the publisher of the Oakland Post newspaper and 9 other newspapers, including El Mundo. And I grew up around the corner from Klamath High School, and my brother was the manager of the famous 1962 team. He also played quarterback at the Klamath. I grew up with all of these guys. And half of these guys that were so great, I used to beat them when we were kids on the playground.
What, they used to beat you up?
No, the other way around. And but it's so great to still be alive.
Yeah.
At 74 years old. And because the average, I mean, we've outlived the odds, because there's very few black men in America get to be 74 years old, period. And so I'm just happy to have grown up in West Oakland, adjacent to the school that has probably one of the richest reputations in accomplishment as a true school of champions. And everybody is celebrating the Golden State Warriors. These Warriors,
the original, the OGs.
They are the OWs, the original Warriors.
Yeah.
And their style of play, ironically, is similar to the present day style of play. And if you want to know who Steph Curry would have been if he had played on the Klamath High School, he would have been the incumbent.
Mm-hmm.
And
Joe Ellis.
That the Warriors now have, the Golden State Warriors, it came from the Klamath Warriors. In fact, the teams were so good that the greatest basketball player in the history of sports, Bill Russell,
Wow.
So what does it mean for you to be here? Like you said, you're alive.
Okay.
That's right. Yeah. Wow. But Mr. Cobb is just handing over the phone. Everybody, you just don't know.
Good afternoon, my name is Jim Murray. I graduated from the Klamath High School in 1964. And in high school, I graduated as the number one high school graduate in the whole world. In 1968, I became the world's fastest human. I became the first person to break the 10-second flat at the Mexico City Olympics, in which I won 2 gold medals. Two world records. Gold medal winner in the 100-meter dash, and also the 4x100-meter dash. And I'm very proud to continue to be at the Climb Climbers event with the founder and the great basketball players of all time.
So how is it to see these young people here, and they see you and their eyes just get big, the history that you, what does it to mean to you to see them here celebrating this night?
I was able to go and do what I did to become the fastest man in the world. In 1968, there were about, 4 million people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran at the 100-meter dash line in Mexico City. And not only that, I was victorious. But to become the fastest man in the world, I can only thank God for that and my coaches and my family. And I also feel that I did something that was outstanding. I feel honored tonight to coming back almost 50 years later to a big dinner event to honor athletes and to be a legendary role model. I feel super great about that. Yes, I do.
You might have already asked it. I didn't hear it. So what does it mean for you to be here tonight? Did you already ask that? Of course you asked that.
Okay.
And how about to get your accolades finally? How does that feel?
Well, I'm fantastic, man. That's awesome, man. So I'm going to get my accolades next year, beginning January 1st. It'll be 50 years of the 1961.
Wow.
And about 3 months ago, all my sports accomplishments, being the number one high school student in 64, again, 4 years later, I was number one in the world to win the Olympics, first man to go on the 10 second flat event. Okay. It was just great what I did.
It is. So it's great to meet a legend, sir.
Thank you. I'm great to be back here. John, be honored because here tonight, there are going to be future legends that are coming from McClymer's High School.
Right. Great. Thank you. Thank you, sir. You look great.
What do you think about Usain Bolt? And
he's
a competition.
Well, Usain Bolt, as far as I'm concerned, he has to be considered the greatest sprinter of all time. Mm-hmm. And in 1968, my 100-meter time was 9.89 seconds, was the first time that the record stood for 7 years. And right today, if Usain is old enough, he's up in the race, and if we were the same age, give him hell in with no problem. Guaranteed.
So, to see all the young basketball players here, the young athletes, what advice do you give to them today, living in these times?
What I'll give to these young athletes today, not only these athletes, but athletes anywhere, athletes of every era, always keep your mind, keep your positive mind, keep a state of mind. Listen to your parents, listen to your teachers, listen to somebody who's older than you, because you have been there, done that. Those people that are older than you, and just do what God wants you to do. No right from wrong.
Right.
That's official bottom line.
Thank you for those words of wisdom, sir. Thank you for being who you are.
Thank you very much. Thank God.
So this is amazing, Mickey, to be able to talk to these awesome, legends.
Jesse, we just met the fastest man in the world.
The legends. Wow.
I don't think people understand the significance of that. The fastest man in the world.
Wow.
Back in 1968, back in a time when everything was different. And these are just amazing, amazing stories that you will hear throughout this night tonight. and you'll hear it. You know, so
we got Joe Ellis up at the podium now. I'm gonna try to grab him real quick once he comes down. So we can give a talk. He's one of the inductees tonight. A lot of the inductees didn't make it here because of health reasons. But it's good to see the ones that made it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
And again,
definitely.
I feel so good giving them their accolades while they live.
Definitely.
Because
yes.
They so deserve it.
You know, because a lot of times we do. We wait until people have passed on to say,
right.
Oh, wait a minute. You know? And especially where African American athletes stand and just getting their due, I think is so important. And especially for these young men and women who are here tonight.
And I also think it's important for Oakland, because Oakland gets such a bad rap as a city that people don't really see all the amazing things that have come from Oakland, all the history that Oakland holds, the positive history that Oakland holds. So tonight we get to experience all this positivity that Oakland, that shines a light on Oakland as far as athletics. We are one of the leading cities from across the country that people know players from Oakland, California, from the hood in West Oakland, California, played at the Infirmary Park.
Exactly. I know. Not in a million years would I ever imagine that I would be here tonight among all the sisters. Not here in Oakland.
Well, I'm just really happy also to be able to co-host this radio show with you, Mickey, so that we can bring people to different places. And I'm excited that this is our first live event.
I hope
it went well, and hopefully we'll have many more. We're just getting comfortable as co-hosts, and I feel like our show is getting better and better. But again, I'm really happy to be able to share our experiences with them.
Yes, definitely. I mean, it's, goodness, this place is just overflowing with history. Yeah. I can't believe Paul Cobb graced us with a lot of history in the short time that he was here at the table. And his paper has done some amazing things for bringing their stories to life.
Yeah, and we'll have him on the show at some point because he has a lot of history.
Yeah. We will definitely have him on the show again. So, Jesse, I know you were not a sports person growing up. So,
I wasn't.
Night for you? Were you into sports growing up?
No, I wasn't into sports, but I was, like I said, I went to Oakland Tech. And so, part of going to high school is a sports team. And so it was always competitive against Oakland Tech and McClymonth. And unfortunately, McClymonth, you know, usually were very good players and basketball. So I remember going to McClymonth on Myrtle Street in 27 in the games. And, so I have fond memories. No, I wasn't a player, but I was a spectator. You know, just like I love the Warriors, I love the high school basketball teams as well. How about you?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I remember the first time I fell in love with sports. My first team was the Raiders. I just thought that the black and silver was awesome, you know. And then when I saw the beauty of basketball, that became my sport. And I just remember just spending, you know, the weekends and especially on Sundays watching football and then switching to basketball. And that was my life, you know.
Yeah,
the first time I got a basketball, it was just like, I mean, I thought I had $1 million, you know. And so, yeah, sports has been a part of my life. I don't think I would be here today if it wasn't for sports.
Well, that so many people say that sports save lives and keep your children out of trouble. And what I've heard from the legends tonight is that the same kind of message is to stay focused, be honest, live a good life, and look at them tonight.
I know. It's amazing.
So again, we have Mr. Joe Ellis up at the podium, singling out people. I like. That's where we should have people go.
Is this speaking to there? Huh?
Go in there, sir. Okay, now we're about to do an interview.
Your name?
My name is Rafiq Munger, and at the time, I was at the class. That was Gerald Horton, and I played sixth grade, championship teams, high school, and it was one of the most rewarding experiences that I had in my life. Not just basketball, but the community, the open our human carrying us forward today. And I will always be eternally grateful that I made that move to go to McClimates. After going to Oakland Tech for a half a year, I moved over to McClimates. And I'm still gloating about that decision. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Thank you so much. What is it to you to see these young people here today, and what would you say?
You know, it's very gratifying to see the young people that have the opportunity to help pave the path for them before and let them understand the kind of legacy that they are to have to carry in their opportunity to become human beings in American society.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor. Do you have a question?
Sir. So, just want to thank you for being a legend, sir. Thank you. No, you're a legend, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
But we're waiting for Mr. Ellis. He's about to come down from the podium, and we're going to grab him real quick and bring him for an interview.
All right. but everyone has so many beautiful, touching moments.
So I'm walking to a table.
For
the radio, real quick.
Being a part of this special team that, you know, someone should be writing a book about all this to capture everything so it's not lost. Because, you know, if we don't preserve our history, no one will. So it's up to us.
So now we have Mr. Joe Ellis here. One of the biggest inductees tonight. He's an NBA player and just a legend. And we just want to thank you for being here. And what does tonight mean to you?
It is just unbelievable. You know, when Virgil and I and some of the other committee people start to talk about this, my first thought went to the kids at McClymonds High School, because they have been having a really difficult time with budget cuts. And we just wanted to bring the community together for them to understand what plight those kids were in, and that they need everyone's help. So tonight is just a reinforcement of that effort.
And all your co-players, and, you know, we talked to Mr. Thomas, and he was saying that he felt invisible, and he thought he would never get recognized. To see that this happens tonight, what does this mean to you?
Well, it does, because, you know, I think that when we have people, we have a tendency to take them for granted, and they think that, and we think that they know how important they are, when people don't really know how you care about them unless you actually tell them. And so that's what tonight is about, is letting those players know, the ones that are still around, how much we appreciate and love them.
One more thing, speak about, what does this mean to Oakland, as far as Oakland gets such a bad rap as far as violence, but then we have positive things like this and we never hear about it. So thank you for bringing and shining a bright, positive light on Oakland.
Well, we just hope that people that came here tonight will go out and spread that message. You know, one of the things that we have a tendency to do is we will go out and have a good time, and we'll never speak about the experiences that we've had. So it's really important that we talk about what took place here tonight, so that everybody knows that Oakland is moving and there are people that really care about this city.
A little bit about your career and your life, and what basketball has meant to you throughout your life.
Well, basketball to me was there. Everything that I have comes from basketball. That was the one thing. You know, I grew up as a very shy, introverted person, not very sure of myself. But when I stepped on the basketball court, a whole different personality came out, and I could really be who I felt, who I was. That's how I expressed myself. So basketball has given me everything that I have, and then I want to impart my knowledge to anybody that's willing to listen, you know, and I'm about helping, young people. You know, I have people that helped me on the way up, and I want to give back.
Well, listen, y'all should see this man. He is so dapper tonight. Good night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, Mickey, you had a question. Go ahead. Oh, no. Did you have a question? Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right.
So that was speaking to the legendary Joe Ellis. How did that feel?
That's amazing. That is awesome. You know, and the amazing thing about every single person that has spoken to us is they are so down to earth. You know, you could never tell that they were a part of this awesome team.
you just can't, you know, I mean, they are so humble. And just, I mean, they just speak so highly of their teammates and this camaraderie.
And Mickey, I think this event was well put together with different speakers from the past, the leaders from the community, and they're showing clips of old basketball images, and also we got people that couldn't be here sent their well-being on through video. So tonight we're utilizing technology. It's really beautiful. And Oakland deserves this again, a positive light, a positive part of Oakland.
Yes. Oakland needs to be very proud tonight.
I'm very proud as an Oaklander to be here.
This is,
to be here side by side with
Now I think they are about to start the induction part of tonight's ceremony.
So we were lucky to get a few of the inductees over here and talk to.
Yeah.
And most of these guys are tall, like basketball players and stature.
I'm trying to see. We had the principal here.
The principal of McClymont? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So everybody's still enjoying festivities, eating. The food was delicious. Salmon, mashed potatoes, carrots, chicken, and looks like a strawberry parfait for dessert. So now they're calling up the inductees. So we're here at the special ceremony inducting McClymont entire basketball team from 1958 to 1962, and they won 110 of 111 games. So it's amazing.
Yes, it is. This is,
we got Ed Thomas up on the stage right now. We had a chance to speak to him earlier.
Yeah. They're each being handed certificates for their accomplishments. So there'll be a parade of athletes coming off the stage in a minute. So, Jesse, how's this night feeling for you?
Oh, wow. Again, I'm really privileged to be among the legends, among the politicians of Oakland. It was good to see my host family, who I'm a journalist for, here tonight.
Yes, I know. So many heroes, sports legends.
Yeah. And not only sports legends, but shining light beacons in our community. Men that have lived character lives and something that young people can look up to.
Yes.
Well, I say young people, some old people too. So.
Exactly. Everyone can look up. Tonight is long overdue, and I think, as we move forward with the podcast, we can step up and do more so that none of this history is forgotten about.
Exactly.
So
how do you feel about being here tonight?
Oh my goodness,
Mickey.
You think these youth are like a kid in a candy store? I am. These kids are probably too young to remember, the moves. I'm sure they watch film now, but man.
But I think the Warriors have made such a fever around basketball that it's not such a far stretch to remember that these are the original Golden State. And, I remember them as Mac Attack.
But see, everyone is so focused on the Warriors of today. We're here tonight celebrating the Warriors of yesterday.
The Warriors of yesterday.
That we can't let our young people forget about. And that's why it's so important
the ones from yesterday
to continue to,
today.
Exactly.
And I just love to be at events where people are dressed up, elegant. It feels really nice. Scott Seafood is really a nice place. Really, Aviance is really beautiful here tonight.
Yes, indeed.
So Mickey is trying to get some inductees so that we can interview them with their plaque in their hand.
All right. I told you we'd have a
this way.
Group coming over to interview. Hello, sir. Thank you for joining us. Please tell everyone who we are interviewing now. You can hold on to
me. 55 years, and I'm enjoying myself, and I know everybody else here is enjoying themselves too.
Although tonight, just
that's true. That's very true. We were all close knit, and we all work together and play together, which is really nice. I think that we started a good team when we started our record that we set. And I'm glad it's still holding on to be a record of ours. So continue to have great life and continue to be doing good things. Well, I've always saw myself doing basketball. I had a great teacher in Marion Sam, and I dreamed of playing basketball from the primary. And so that was my dream. I wanted to play basketball, and I still love the game. I teach kids in Stockton at the YMCA, and they love me, and I love them too.
Commitment that players made to their communities. I think it's stronger now than it ever was.
It really is. We have more guys to experience the greatness of the sport and to pass it on to the rest of our kids and the friends and family too. So that helps a lot. That helps a lot. Well, at an early age, you learn to communicate with people and be around people and enjoy people. I've made friends as a child, and we're still friends. And childhood friends grow up to be old friends. And that's sports. And I was one of them that brought it to us. I grew up in the boys' club, and we all
family.
I know it's an honor. I thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. We have with us now.
Mr. Johnson, welcome. Oh, please hold the phone and talk radio.
News the world to me if you recognize the news of our time. And I had a small part in helping an undefeated team in 1952. We went 23-0, and I was a starting center and had a good supporting cast.
Well, let me know that you're not too long to have at the beginning of the school.
Johnson, I just want to read his certificate real quick. It says the Multi-Ethnic Sports Hall of Fame proudly inducts Joe Johnson, 1958 to 1962, McClymonds basketball, Arif Khatib, dated this 11th day of October 2017. Congratulations, sir. All right, have a good night. Enjoy the rest of the night. So they're still passing out awards. Okay. So Mickey, it looks like we're coming to the close of the show tonight. It was so great to be with you, to be with the audience, to share this moment in history that is long overdue, and hopefully we'll have more and more of them. Like I said, the football team won a championship earlier this year, so McClymonds legend is still shining, it's still going on.
And
a wonderful, exhilarating night that it's just going to be hard to top this as our first live broadcast.
Wow.
So, Jesse, with that, I think we should
say good night.
Say good night and thank everyone for joining us. Again, this show is sponsored by the Multi-Ethnic Sports Hall of Fame. We are on every Wednesday from 4 to 5 Pacific time, or 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. Thank Jesse.
Yeah. Thank you,
the
Mickey.
Reef and the judge. And
sharp, man.
If you want to listen to the show, you can do so. It will be available 1 hour after we end our show. So from the beautiful backdrop of Jack London, we are here at Scott's Restaurant. We want to thank Scott's for their wonderful, wonderful hospitality. They always take good care of us. To thank Arif and Virgil for all this hard work. And we hope that you will tune in next week
for another wonderful
show. This is the Turntable. We are here to inspire, inform, and educate. And we wish everyone a good night. Thanks,
good night,
Jesse.
Everybody. Good night. And we'll talk and be with you next week.